Oh, Amazon or Holly Bob's? Nice breakfast. Gothic cathedral? Strange selfie with street entertainer? And a pigeon. And another.
On O2, save up to £200 on the Samsung Galaxy S22. Now from just £24.50 a month when you trade in. Plus, roam freely. We're not bringing back EU roaming charges for anyone. Up to 25 gig. Search O2 Samsung.
Plus RPI plus 3.9%. £200 saving over 36 months. Ends 31st of May. O2 fresh credit by Telefonica UK Limited. Eligibility and terms apply. See o2.co.uk/terms.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. Are you all right, Gav?
Very well, thanks.
You all right, Big Si? It looks good.
Yeah.
Little Si's up. Right. Coming up this week on the show, have you put this podcast together, Little Si?
Yeah.
Because I did a podcast conference this week.
Yeah.
And I was very, very kind about whoever edits it. And what I said was that Gav and I really are like farmers.
Yeah.
Growing a sort of raw material.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
And that Big Si, who I thought put the podcast together,
yeah,
is the chef. He's
sure.
The editor.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the editor is the chef.
Sure.
In that analogy.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sure.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Sure. Uh-huh. Sure. Uh-huh. And you're right to say sure at that moment.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Sure. 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 Sure.
But if I'd known, because what I pointed out, that editing in radio, that's for your real radio man.
Yes.
Right there's your radio man.
It's a purist's thing. Yeah,
what
isn't
I was saying is, us doing this live, that's like fast food.
Sure.
Fast, mindless.
Yes, it is. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chefs. Yeah? Chefs. Mm. Not grill chef.
No,
which,
no.
Funny enough, when I was a chef, that's what I did.
No, yeah, more like a pastry
yes,
chef.
Yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. More like,
yes, yeah.
Proper exact more like a pastry, techniques.
Like a pastry chef. A saucier. well, it is, and it is actually, that's a really good analogy, isn't it? Because that's reductionism, isn't it?
Absolutely,
Gav?
Literally, yes.
Literally, reducing.
Yeah.
So that's really good. What I just did then was brilliant.
Very nice, yeah.
That was really
with
good.
With kitchen analogies,
yes.
Go, it's the, yeah.
So don't think of this podcast as jazz, it's jus.
Jus.
Yeah, it's a jus.
Yeah, it
yeah,
is a
jus.
It's a demi-glass.
It's jus,
a
yeah.
Demi-glass.
It's a demi, no, no, Gav, it's jus. So you've heard of jazz. This is jus, yeah?
Yeah?
And that's where I wish I'd said that at the conference.
Oh, man, that would have been great.
The conference was really unnerving, actually. I didn't really speak about it on the show.
Yeah.
So I did this podcast conference, and I was all over the advert saying, guest speakers include Johnny Vaughan. I was thinking, well, that's going to pull him in. Place was mad, it was rammed.
Was it?
Yes, but there was about 20 lectures going on at once in all these little theatres.
Okay.
And mine was right in the middle.
Wow.
And I kind of felt like, do you remember that American singer Tiffany?
Yes.
Who used to do gigs in shopping malls?
Yeah, of course.
That's
yeah.
What it kind of felt like. It was just people sort of walking past going, oh, is he a minute for a big breakfast?
Oh, he's giving a speech.
Oh, he's
yeah.
I haven't said for years. Oh, yeah. What are you doing now, Johnny? I'm actually doing a conference.
Yeah.
Piss off. Anyway, if I'd known that it was you doing it, I perhaps wouldn't have been quite so gushy. Because I was really gushing. I really was. Because I sort of said, you know, whoever puts it together is actually fantastic. But I've now found out that Big Si first does the rough cut.
Yeah.
And then you sort of polish it up a bit.
Sure.
So in that sense, he's like a sort of washer-upper after.
Well, he puts the buttons on. Big Si does the cutting.
Yes.
The stitching.
Right.
Little Si.
No, no, Gav. What you've done
yeah, we've
is
gone into
mixed
tailoring
the analogy,
now.
Haven't
yeah, yeah,
you?
Yeah.
You mixed the analogy, haven't you?
Yeah, I didn't mean to, sorry.
He's the guy, maybe, who puts it on the runs the pass.
Yes, yes. That's the sous chef.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, he's in
no,
charge.
No, that's the global player
yeah.
Is the sort of doing that. No, the global player is the waiter. No, it's the menu. We're going to debate this
for
a bit.
Hell of a restaurant.
Why pensioners should be and are angry. We've got wasps, millions of them, and Gav has the world's biggest bird burying its head in his heroic little slot. Enjoy. Maybe Gav.
Yeah.
He's like the guy who puts, you know, like a bit of orange peel on top.
That's the chef de rang.
Radio X.
Yo, I'm Johnny Vaughan, back with you on the 4 till 7 thing. Thank you so much to the inimitable Polly James for filling in so brilliantly. It's quite annoying, actually.
Why?
Well, you just always want someone in who's just, you know, you can just listen to. It's dreadful. You know. You know, you just...
Toby really stitched himself there, didn't he?
No, I was more thinking, down at, you know, you hope for a man like O'Connell to come in, but, you know, you get Polly, what can you do? I'm only kidding, because he insulted me on the way in, because I said a load of... Florence. Hey, guys.
Yes?
It's the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Lovely to be back with you. Thank you so much for all your texts in. Welcome me in. So thanks, Scott. Monday, 23rd of May, 2022. So I had a terrible week away.
You did? You went to Spain?
I went to Spain. The idea was, go to Madrid with my daughter.
How can you miss with Spain?
Okay,
I mean, Spain
no,
is...
the idea was, go to Madrid with my daughter for a week.
Yeah.
well, Madrid for a few days, go around the museums, have a look at things, yeah, and then take the train through Spain.
Right.
Across the plain.
Sure.
Down to Malaga.
Uh-huh.
And then go and stay in a hotel in Marbella, have a weekend, a bit of sunshine.
It sounds,
yeah,
awesome.
Great. Yeah, I don't see as much anymore. She's 21, she's in her final year at university.
Right.
And then she suddenly bailed on me for after I booked it all.
Yeah.
And Vanessa and Milton are now, they're off to Centre Parks, yeah?
Okay.
So I've got to go, I'm committed now.
Okay.
Yeah. And my daughter said, no, well, I've got two exams on now. They've just rescheduled them.
Oh, man.
So I turn up Tuesday morning ready for the flight. It's cancelled.
What?
It's cancelled. The flight's cancelled.
Oh, so you didn't even leave?
The flight's cancelled on Tuesday. I'm thinking, oh, that's great. So, and instead, they very kindly rescheduled us to that evening, yeah?
Okay. So you had the whole day
to wait. No, I've come back and I've got the wrong flight.
Right.
That they've rescheduled it, but doesn't matter. I tried to outsmart the system.
And it didn't work?
No, I didn't try to outsmart the system. I thought, well, I'll book a flight straight away now while I'm at Heathrow rather than in 12 hours' time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it turns out I hadn't done that at all. I'd booked that flight for June the 10th, which is the last time I'd tried to book something for Skyscanner. So there I am going, I've just bought a ticket, all right? And they go, it's for June the 12th. No, sorry, the guy's gone, this is for June the 12th.
Yeah.
And I've gone, so I've turned up at the wrong time for that.
Right.
And so I haven't got the flight that yet.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, arrived the next morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. That flight's cancelled.
Right.
Cancelled two.
In a row?
Yes. Two in a row. So I've come back that evening, finally we're flying. I arrive at Madrid midnight.
Perfect.
Midnight, Wednesday. Yeah, this is my week away. It's effectively, that's just turned into Thursday.
Yeah.
Arrive in Madrid, yeah?
At midnight.
No, sometimes you can have too much access to apps. And I'm trying to book flights. Right. And I just screwed everything up.
Right. Like,
really badly. Anyway, I arrive in Madrid and I've got that thing where you're just waiting for your luggage. Thinking,
oh, yeah,
hurry up,
yeah,
hurry up, hurry up. I want to actually start.
When's at least it now, me?
At
Where's
least
mine?
Now I can get a night out.
Right.
And they've come out. It'll be out in a second, yeah.
Yeah.
No luggage.
No luggage at all?
No luggage at all. I'll check, and the carousels are miles away, so I've checked and I suddenly thought, is it that one down there then? And I said, it's not. So I've gone to the Iberia desk and there's, and I would have got hysterical, but there's a girl there already. She's meant to be doing some job for Mercedes.
Yeah.
Who's really hysterical, but she's crying. She's going, all my things!
Oh no, they've lost her luggage.
You don't understand, you cancelled two of my flights. And by the time I've got to the front, then I've gone, everything she just said, I'm feeling inside. She goes, he was there as well, he's been through it!
Well, you're a man who takes his luggage very seriously.
I do take my luggage seriously. Luggage make, you know why, Gav? Because luggage maketh man.
Exactly.
Anyway, he carries a lot of luggage. Anyway, if you're going to carry a lot of baggage around with you, at least stick it in a nice case. Right.
Do it seriously.
Anyway, so they've lost the luggage.
Mm.
So I've arrived in quite, I left London in quite wintry circumstances. Now, basically, I've got a pair of winter trousers. And so I've got to do that thing where you spend your first morning in Spain.
Buying a toothbrush.
A bit hungover because I drank too much at like this, one of those places where basically the Spanish cover everything in chocolate.
Right.
Which is the only place opposite, which is the only place
open,
near for a beer.
Right, right.
I found a 24-hour chemist. It's just me and a lot of drug addicts queuing up for their whatever. It's a 24-hour chemist. And I just go, the guy's looking at me like, what do you want?
Yeah.
I go, toothpaste?
Yeah.
So there we go. And so I go back. So I have a drink up at this place where they cover everything in chocolate and then fry it.
Yeah.
You know, it's the most unhealthy kind of fryery outside Glasgow.
Mm.
And so I wake up in the morning hungover, just realising I've now got to go and just, you got to sort of buy.
Well, you've got to start your whole life over again.
You've got to start your life again. It's like being Jack Reacher, very briefly. I was like, I need a toothpaste, a toothbrush, another pair of trousers.
Oh, man.
But what's interesting, and this is what we've learnt from this, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we've learnt.
Go on.
We've learnt that when you pack to go on a holiday, first of all, only take hand luggage anyway.
Yes.
You know? And just buy a little things of all your products the other side. Don't take sun creams. But what we've really learned is this. Always treat your wardrobe when you're packing like you've already lost your luggage.
Yeah.
And look at your wardrobe and think this is a really bad secondhand shop. But this is all I'm going to do is buy everything I need for a holiday and just pack that.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing.
I'm back from a disastrous week in Spain. So as we left our hero, your man here, TJ, the stuff child, just suddenly called me down in the gym.
You just about made it to Spain. You've had no clothes, no toothbrush,
no luggage.
Nothing.
So incidentally, I've arrived a terrible hotel I've booked.
Right.
You know, sometimes you go through the centre of a city.
Yeah.
And you look at a hotel that's like one of those urban ones.
Yeah.
And you think, who the hell stays here?
Right.
What kind of toilet? That's this one.
Oh, it was you.
Right, yeah. This one's like the hotel, you know, Imperial Dor. You know, there's ones that sort of look like they were once amazing.
Yeah.
And they've got like, and then you go in there and you can actually still smell fags.
Wow.
From that era.
That's how old school.
Yeah. Now, I booked it because it's got a rooftop pool.
Yeah.
It has it said it's got the best rooftop pool
in
Madrid.
And did it?
Brilliant.
Oh,
but
cool.
Unfortunately, everything between the ground floor and that pool
was disappointing.
Sucks. I've arrived there at the counter there, one in the morning.
And you've already missed a day or so of your booking, haven't you?
I've missed two nights.
Right.
So it was meant to be a 4-night booking. I'm now down to two. So it's incompetence, confusion, my own keenness to try and book a flight when, in fact, I'd booked one for June the 10th. Not in 3 hours' time after I booked it. Anyway.
Right.
So I arrived there. I said, can I get a refund for the first 2 days? And he just goes, no, you got it. He says, no, because you're paying in advance.
Yeah.
I'm like, not that he was Greek.
No.
And I was like, yeah, I know, okay, but you can still give me a discount. He goes,
had you let them know?
You have to speak with them in the morning.
Oh, yeah, he passed the buck.
Yeah, he passed the buck. And once you're in that, you know, I was
landed on the day
stuff. Landed on the day stuff. He was just the night guy, yeah. Basically, he's wanted to get back to talking about football with the security guy.
And that's it, yeah.
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 And it was really sort of, you know those places that are once good, where there's a lot of marble and wood kicking around.
The fittings.
And it really suggests quality. I'm not kidding, yeah.
Quite grand,
The breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
It was like a sort of just an upmarket prison visit. It was like an upmarket. I'm not kidding. All the tables were
With nice marble
tables
floors.
Tables were in really long straight lines. And you know, tiny orange juice glasses with that orange juice that tastes like it will never go off. Literally,
had a piquancy.
No, sell by date of 2090.
It was ultra heat treated.
Yeah, really, but nothing like orange. Nothing.
Nothing at all.
I took a glass. Next to the orange juice, there was another juice.
Right.
And I had three little glasses of it, because bad orange juice can give me migraine.
Right.
And I still didn't know what that fruit was meant to be.
It wasn't obviously grapefruit.
No, it's like the crisp test. You know, they apparently do, and they go, call that one prawn.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah.
Anyway, so I was up on the roof.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, after a bad night's sleep.
Right.
Because the air conditioning obeyed no laws. No laws of symbols. Like, you know that sort of ice, the snowflake? Yes. You think that means cold?
Of course.
And you turn the fan out, all that just came out was this heat.
You're kidding.
No, it was like opening an aircraft door when you sort of touch down on a Greek island.
Or Egypt or somewhere.
Like, Jesus Christ, that's the snowflake. It's not going to do that.
Did you have a hot room?
Oh, it was terrible. It was so hot. It was so hot.
I hate a hot room.
Yeah. I wanted a balcony, second floor. Instead, I got a balcony, eighth floor. Do you know what?
What?
It was terrifying.
Was it?
Balcony. It was like 1 foot. It was a ledge, Gav. It was a ledge. It wasn't a balcony. It's the only one place. No, if I'd gone out on there, I'd have had a crowd outside going, he's going to jump. It was terrifying. Gav, it was terrifying.
Oh, you
absolutely terrifying.
You didn't even have any clothes.
No. Need to say, the best of the rooftop pool area. Sorry, there's a function here today.
Oh, no.
Again, they weren't Greek. I just can't quite reach for the Spanish accent. I don't want to bring the memories back.
X.
If you've got a goal to get fit, lose weight, gain lean muscle and need help, then visit Food Fit Online. That's food-fit.co.uk. They create a custom meal plan just for you. I did it. It was absolutely simple. The meals were tasty, totally different to the sort of boring chicken, rice and veg that I always associate with healthy meals. They really were. Straight away, I thought I was going to have to wave goodbye to things like red meat. I thought there's no nice lamb chops that I like to do with stacks of butter. But actually, you haven't. Instead, I get a lamb tagine with couscous. It tasted like someone had broken into my house, made a really healthy, tasty meal, put it in the fridge for me to discover. Fresh meals safely delivered to you with the freedom to cancel whenever you like. You won't, though, because it just keeps coming and you don't have to make any decisions about your food whatsoever. You got access to the Food Fit team. They answer any questions relating to your meals. Before you know it, that goal smashed Plus, you spend less time cooking, less time shopping, and even when you're slobbing out in front of the television watching another box set, at least you're happy in the knowledge that you're eating right. Visit food-fit.co.uk and get 50% off your first order by using the code FOODFIT50. That's FOODFIT50. 50% off. Get into it. Get involved.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Gav.
Yeah?
British workers take just under 26 minutes for lunch. It's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
It always should be. Nope. It should be that whole thing of a lunch hour. But these days, just everyone who's got a job, I don't know when this happened in Britain, just feels, I don't know, like they're somehow, whoever's employing them is doing them a favour.
Right. It's a transaction.
Yes. Everyone just sort of thinks, God, I could get
it. You're maybe so lucky.
Because, maybe it's because all jobs are just, anyone could do them.
Right.
I don't know, but somehow it happened.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's when skill vanished from a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I bet you, when a skill is involved, a genuine, definable skill,
right,
then they take an hour off for lunch.
Oh, they definitely take an hour.
Plumber.
Absolutely right.
Gets an hour. And if not, he's charging you.
Well, he's self-employed. He can take what he likes.
He's getting more. But otherwise, hour off for lunch. In the days of the unions, and you had a trade, Gav, it was a lunch hour.
Right. Yeah.
And it should be a lunch hour.
It should.
Well, you can go off. You can have a decent starter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a decent main.
Well, you want to get your knees under the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
No, but Gav, also, you know,
the tablecloth.
Yeah, wait, and you literally don't go back to work until you've had a good browse, a good perusal of the sweet trolley.
That's right. If there's no tablecloth, it wasn't lunch.
Coffee, Gordon. Certainly, Colin. And then we'll go back to the office. Slightly drunk.
A little tiramisu.
In fact, we're so valuable to our employees. We're doing them such a favour with our skill set, we might even take a couple of hours. Oh, as our friends in the city do.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, it's just something we should campaign for.
Well, there would be war in France if they tried it there.
Absolutely right.
There would be a war.
Why is it, Gav? Because they removed the heads of the ruling class.
That's what it was.
They removed their heads. And everyone in this country forgets that in Britain we were the first to have a revolution.
Yeah,
and then because, unfortunately, the people that took command were so rotten. Mm. I mean, you might imagine, say, Rees-Mogg being king. It's the equivalent of
Say, for example.
Seize him! You might imagine Rees-Mogg suddenly, although actually, different religion, but imagine him seizing total control like Cromwell did.
Wow.
And they suddenly thought, give us back the royals!
Yeah,
we'll take the royals any day!
Anyway, God.
Gav.
Yeah.
The point is we must fight for the right.
Yes, to
for
lunch.
A bite.
Very good.
We must fight for the right, and we will fight for the right for the lunchtime bite.
I think it's fair enough.
Home by 6 o'clock each night.
That's right.
For another meal. It's disgusting. They got 22 minutes.
It's mad.
When I was in a shop, they used to always do it, chip away at that.
No, I know.
Well, you got 20 minutes. It's Saturday.
Yeah, you always end up biting some of your lunch and then having to go and do something.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
It's bad for indigestion.
Absolutely right.
It's bad for stress levels.
And scallops can't be eaten that way.
No, you can't. You can't.
They can't. Fresh from the griddle.
No, you can't. You can't rush a plate of snails. Not if you're going to. Not if you plan. But also, Gav, if 22 minutes, it doesn't even give you a chance to just have different wines.
Exactly.
You can't even browse a decent wine list in that time.
It's not possible.
It's not.
It's very uncivilized.
And also, you can't get something that's good for all of you.
That's right, yeah.
Do you know what you end up doing, Gav, with
what?
That, yeah?
What?
You end up buying, not even wine by the glass.
Oh, my
can you
God,
imagine?
And we can't have that.
Instead of having the time to enjoy a bottle between you. We better just buy it by the glass. Never!
Radio X.
Maxi, midi, midney. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for some Skirt Talk. Absolutely right. Thank you so much. Because...
What's the news? Go on.
Well, maxi, midi, midney. How to dress for your height.
That's not something Julius Caesar said.
Yeah, no. What maxi, midi, midney. I was big. I was medium sized.
I was small.
I knelt.
Yeah, go on.
Bare leg weather is here, everybody.
Yeah.
And with it, the annual summer headline debate.
Right.
Is yours a mini, midney, midi, mad axie, maxi? Minis are the height of fashion, thanks to a stand-up version of the catwalk. Prada, Miu Miu, all doing those.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen that. I don't know, Gav, as long as they don't get any shorter.
Well, exactly.
We don't want
the fabric of society to unravel.
Some of these... I got into an argument with my dad.
Yeah.
And he was going, well, no, some of the things I've seen... Bloody hell, John. Some of the, he said, I was shopping in Leicester the other day.
Yeah.
He goes, and some of the skirts. I'm thinking, well, I bet your eyes are popping out of your head knowing you, Dad.
He was around in the 60s when it all first happened.
Well, no, it's just ridiculous the way it makes men feel. I was like, for Christ's sake, Dad.
He's telling on himself, we're
not animals.
That's right.
You know? No, but what it excites in a man.
I mean, it's
like,
not
Dad,
fair.
For Christ's sake, Dad. And I said, well, what? He said, well, no, it should just be decent. I said, well, what do you want, Dad? Because you were railing against burkas a few weeks ago. Where do you want to go? He goes, well, it's somewhere in the middle, John.
Right.
I go, so what do you want? Like a sort of tweed skirt and a twin set and pearls.
A twin set and pearls is
yes.
what I was thinking.
Yeah, is that what he wants? A decent girl.
Nothing wrong with that, John.
A decent girl coming down to
a handsome woman.
Right, yeah. God, mind you, he did say, when I was talking about some great new music on this station.
Yeah.
He's gone, well, it's a bloody waste of time, isn't it?
Why?
Because we've got enough music.
Enough songs?
We've got enough music, John. No, he's 89 now. He's gone, that's because there's enough songs.
There's enough
I go,
of
so
them,
what
yeah.
do you think? He says, well, they should spend their money on potholes. I was like, what?
What?
What, you crazy what? Old man?
What?
What?
Yeah, well, like, Ed honestly, Sheeran should be filling yeah, the, potholes in.
Yeah, and this is my argument, yeah, about this whole thing of the wisdom with age debate.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
Right.
It
no.
doesn't at
no,
all.
It goes the other way, yeah.
If my dad was running the country, Christ knows what would happen.
Yeah.
he'd have state laws about skirt length
and potholes
and bans on music to build potholes. And when I grew up, he was quite liberal, Gav.
That's so funny.
Anyway, so there is the great. It normally used to be governed by height, really.
Right. So the taller
sort of,
you were,
sort of physique.
The taller you were, what? The shorter you could go, or
know.
The longer
think,
you could
I
go.
I don't know, Gav.
Mm.
I don't know. This is part of the great skirt debate. But this year, I can tell you now, the joy is, according to the Times and Charlie Gallen's Eglinton, working class girl, the joy is that this season there is one right answer. You can wear any of the above.
Ah. We're
yeah?
free.
Maxi, midi, midney. Gav, if you could, what would you go for? What would you, if it's a nice hot day, you're going out, what would you go for?
Well, I think I'd go with a mini, John.
Would you?
I've got a lovely leg.
You have gotten, yeah, John, you have.
Lovely turn of an ankle.
You have used to skating. Always
sure.
ice skaters
That's
have lovely
right,
legs.
Yeah. Absolutely
and I would
right.
have to say to you, in the words of the Yob, you've got the legs for gear like that.
Thank you.
You really have.
Thank you,
really
you so
have.
Much.
You wouldn't think of like mid-knee, something like
no,
that.
No, no. I'm quite tall as it is, you know, and I'm not centrobasso either. I've got long
okay.
legs too.
You see, the trouble is that as you get a bit older, your knees can sag a bit. And
I
would
yeah.
almost veer towards a pencil skirt these days.
Right.
But
right.
instead, bit of a hot day, I'd go with one of those big floaty maxi dresses.
Do you think?
Defo.
Do you think?
Defo. Because I've noticed they've got pockets in the side as well. So
oh, yes.
Keep
There's
my
very,
fags.
You very rarely get a good pocket
yes,
in a skirt.
Yeah.
Simon,
what are you going for there? Little Si.
What's that one that they used to wear with the corset
God.
And the big, the really big hip ones?
What, a rah-rah skirt?
No, he means you'd be like a ball girl.
Yeah,
like a
really
oh, with a whalebone thing.
Well, you'd flounce since they're going sideways through
the Mind you can see it though, can't
I can't,
you?
No.
On little side.
I think he would look cracking in like a, I don't know, I'd sort of see a shorter kilt on him.
What, doing the foxtrot
yeah,
in a kilt?
Like, or maybe one of those full-length kilts that people wear at the opera. But definitely something killed.
I see him in a gown that sort of gets thrown over one shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of those
okay.
sort of long ones.
Look, my 65-year-old mum, writes Charlie Gowans Eglinton in The Sun, is bang on average height at 5'3".
Yeah.
I'm above average height at 5'6". Having a fashion editor's burgeoning wardrobe, I often end up passing little worn pieces onto, which is nice, very frugal. Dresses sold as midis are mid-axes on me and maxes on mum. So that's something you might want to
do,
girls.
Yeah, you've got to bear that in mind.
Well, not girls, whoever.
Yeah.
It rules out anything longer for her unless she wants to take it up on her sewing machine or take it to a tailor, just to say to you girls, and fellas, and everyone who's listening, do not forget there is a new app called Sojo, S-O-J-O, which will collect items by bicycle and take them to a local tailor for you. That's in London at the moment, but it will expand throughout the UK soon. That's a good thing. Altering is it's amazing what you can. I mean, I'm pretty good with a sewing machine.
Right.
I trained in a prison overall shop, and
awesome.
I'm still pretty nifty.
Wow. And
I could take in waste and seat. I've done that.
I'd love it if you ran something up for me. That'd be lovely. Yeah.
I might do a gift. I can do a good bit.
Can you do a waistcoat?
I can make a bib and brace from scratch.
Lovely.
So there you go. Right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Skirt Talk.
X Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing.
One of the country's biggest accountants is to give staff unconscious bias training.
Right.
And it means they're not allowed to discuss skiing holidays.
Why?
Gap years.
What?
Or private schooling.
Why?
Because, you know, it makes some people feel bad because they haven't had a ski trip.
Oh, I see. So you're not supposed to let... Yeah, it looks like you're having too much fun.
Right. But presumably, you could talk about anything as long as it was...
Rubbish.
Yes.
Yeah.
As long as it's, I had a terrible... You could go, we had a terrible ski trip.
Yeah, I broke my ankle.
Oh, God, man. Yeah. Did I tell you about the time I
got bitten
by a rat in Hawaii?
Yeah, all right, face.
Yeah, right.
It was horrible. During dinner.
No, I was in Cannes once and everyone's looking at you like, what? Cannes? I got rabies.
Food poisoning for 2 weeks straight.
We can't. You should be able to discuss everything.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what's going to happen is people are going to just, you know, make up stuff about their lives. Like they make out they're like bodybuilders and stuff.
Right. You can't have that. You can't have that at all.
Even John in the Woods, man. Bad ski trip story. This is what I mean. People.
Oh my God.
It's a great bit. I can't believe what you. We're actually a bit speechless, aren't we?
That was great. New system, little sign.
Shall I tell you something?
I didn't miss a beat there.
I worked with a cameraman. I used to work with David Vine.
Oh, yeah.
For Ski Sunday. I've told you
this
before.
Sure, yeah.
For Ski Sunday.
Yeah.
And when David Vine used to do Ski Sunday, he used to film the opening link and the end link.
Yeah.
He used to always get a hotel room that overlooked the mountains.
Yeah.
He used to get the cameraman to...
It was nowhere near the action.
He used to open the balcony doors. The cameraman was literally sitting on his bed. He was just on a hotel balcony going, well, we're here in Val d'Isère for what promises to be an extraordinary weekend of giant slalom.
Conrad Bartelski.
Yeah, and then, then he'd naff off for the whole, they wouldn't see him for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, he'd just go into the voiceover thing, and all he'd have to do is go, he's 2 seconds faster than the German.
And he was just saying it.
She's faster than the German girl.
And it's good.
Yeah, yeah. It's long. It's very long. Oh, yes. Not as long.
Car broadcasting was so simple in those days.
That's it. Best gig.
Why was he even going to the country?
I don't know.
What was he doing?
Who just had it all after the country?
He could have done it in London. That's weird.
Yeah, because, I mean, let's face it, it's not live. It's a whole day of skiing in half an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, even John and the Woodsman. So this is the sort of ski trip you can talk about.
Yeah.
Even John and the Woodsman, it's Woods Guy. Yeah? Even John and the Woods Guy.
Yeah.
Bad ski trip story. My dad, on day one at the top of the first chairlift, managed to fall off at the top, getting off, snapped his cruciate ligament in his knee.
Oh.
Needless to say, that was the end of his skiing holidays. I snapped my cruciate ligament, left leg, last time I went skiing.
You did it skiing, that's right.
Yeah, I did. I was trying to rescue my son who'd... He'd fallen down,
he'd
gone miles off.
Right.
So I just skied ahead. It was April where you get in that slushy snow, yeah?
Sure, yeah.
And
yeah.
I had the wrong goggles on, so I couldn't spot that.
Were you across the moguls? Were you out hot dogging the moguls?
There's no moguls where I was going, Kath. I was just in what they call the iron slush.
Nice.
And unfortunately, I had the wrong goggles on. I couldn't see the character of the snow. The worst thing is when you. I could just see my ski turning.
Oh, no.
And I thought...
Your knee was
I just thought, well, where's this going to end? I remember looking at it now. It's like in slow motion. And then I actually heard a pop as it went, yeah?
That's horrible.
But I was in front of my son. I couldn't even show any pain.
No.
The worst thing was I didn't want to get one of those stretchers down the mountain.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So I was trying to look really man it up for the kids.
You wanted to limp off.
They're much younger than... No. So I just took my skis off and I slid down the whole mountain on my bum.
Right. Well, that's better than the stretcher.
No, I just like a mat. Once again, I look like a madman.
Sure.
Big accounts, KPMG or whatever they're called, they've banned people talking about ski trips and anything elitist because it makes other people feel excluded.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to say that you can talk about ski trips because mostly, a lot of the time, they go bad. Here we go. My back... My back went halfway down a slope.
Oh.
The good thing about skiing accidents is there's loads of ice around. Anyway, this paramedic turned up. I'm a paramedic myself, so I really appreciated how cool he really was. I distinctly remember his sideburns were shaved to a sharp point and he wore wraparound shades. Who's that guy in Adam and the Ants? What was that bloke called?
Marco Peroni.
Yes, Marco Peroni. Yeah. Brilliant, man. That was his look. Anyway, he was rather disappointed with my injury. Didn't offer me any pain relief. He clearly didn't think I was cool. So they put me on a metal stretcher and hooked me up to a skidoo, which I thought was great. Then the exhaust pipe was right in my face all the way down. I'm 6'5". That's like Jack Reacher. Stuck out each end of the metal stretcher. At the bottom of the mountain, they tried to put me in an ambulance that was the smallest ambulance, and I know something about ambulances. I've seen it as one of those Suzuki Wagoner ones.
Yeah.
Somehow is a van, but is definitely smaller than your own car. No, that's, yeah, I remember those.
Like,
you used to look at you thinking, what? They put me in, slammed the doors, managed to hit both my feet and my head. I spent the rest of the holiday in bed. That's Dominic Dollis Hill. Thank you so much. Is that what you're doing? It's because you can't find a ski tune that's lame, so you're just going to add that.
Yeah.
Fair enough, actually. Quite good thinking. That's good. That's good. I mean, normally I encourage you not to improvise, but on this occasion, well done, Simon.
Thanks.
What you got, Gav?
Mark in Canterbury says that he got roped into a cross-country skiing, a day of cross-country skiing with a prospective father-in-law in Norway. He naively thought it would be a lovely little sojourn for the afternoon. He senses it turned into a Bear Grylls-esque survival marathon with a psychotic ex-army major who was still out on manoeuvres in his head. When he pulled out the loaded rifle and warned me about the bear, I knew instantly. From that day forth, coffee shops in Chiswick were more my speed.
Yeah.
And skiing is for lunatics.
And Scandinavia, exactly, yeah. Right, exactly right. And people that go, oh, 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 that weird.
Why do they do
I
that?
I don't know, it's cowbells. I think it's cowbells.
Well, that's not the actual bells.
No, they're imitating bells.
Oh, okay.
No, I think that's the noise.
Because you hear the bells, but you also hear the, oh, 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 oh.
I know. I don't know what that is.
What is that? Maybe it's a battle cry. Austrian battle cry.
But I'm not doing it anymore because I just realised who it sounds like. Hi, Johnny. I took a school trip with the school as a teenager. I got to the top of the mountain on the button lift. Just before getting off, the cog at the top of the lift buckled and cut through the cable.
Oh.
Christ, that's a disaster film. At which point, there should be a disaster film called Button Lift. at which point, the cable flew down the mountain, opened my head from fringe to crown.
Oh.
It spoiled my Chesney Hawk's hair at the time. And to top it off, the medics put me in a helicopter and shut the door on my bleeding dome. Thanks, Chris. Do you know the thing is, I saw Chesney Hawkes on some show the other day, and I suddenly realised, anywhere he turns up, yeah, he's the one and only, right?
Of course he is.
Everywhere
no
he goes,
one can
he gets,
challenge it.
I am the one and...
He's got his own walk-on tune.
What's weird
yeah.
is that is his one and only hit.
Oh, it's great.
It's not he's the one and only, this is. Go on, Gav, quick.
Chris says, in my first year as a teacher, I was asked to go on the school ski trip based on the fact that I had been once before. What they didn't know was that I was rubbish. Yeah. On the first day, myself and the other staff went for an explore to see how the various groups were getting on. We caught up with the top group and joined them for a run, but it was too difficult for me. And I ended up going off-piste and ended up in a mini waterfall needing rescuing by a student.
Thank you very much. And that's Chris Williams in the Isle of Wight. Chris Williams.
I'm Joel Dommett.
And I'm Hannah Cooper.
And we are married to each other contractually.
We are trying out new things that we have never ever done before on our podcast, Never Have I Ever. Such as...
I've never ever been to a strip club.
Never have I ever been to a strip club.
True. In which case, we can both go to a strip club for the purposes of this podcast.
Never have we ever been to a Caribbean island.
Never have we ever discussed how you pronounce Caribbean. I think it's Caribbean. Never Have I Ever is available now on Global Player. Give it a listen, please.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio X.
Gav, let's have a hero. Every single day of the week, right here on 4 till 7 thing. Woodman furnished with a hero to inspire us, to lift us, and just to, I don't know, just give life a bit of colour.
Mm-hmm.
On Mondays, the Woodman always has a hero that is heroic merely because it dares challenge the beastly dominion of man.
Yes.
Go on, Gav.
Sometimes with mortal consequences.
Behold, I have given you dominion over the beasts of the field, saith the Lord. Not all of them.
No.
And every week we fly in the face of that message of God.
That's right. And we discuss animals that have different ideas sometimes.
Yes, that will refuse to buckle under the yoke of beastly dominion.
So we've had a bird in this series before that has had human fatalities, the cassowary. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yes.
They are vicious sort of ostrich-looking things. They're a bit smaller than ostriches, but they
will say Scots heather who drinks at the beehive.
No, no, but they will charge you a cassowary. So today, though, Johnny, the common ostrich, Struthio camelus.
Oh, dear.
It's the biggest bird in the world.
Struthio camelus, that's ostrich.
Yes, I think Struthio comes from the Latin for thrush, and camelus, I'm guessing, something to do with camels.
The camel thrush.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you what, it sounds like something that make you quite itchy.
Exactly. You don't want that.
Yeah.
So it is the
world. I'm afraid I've got a bit of camel thrush, do I?
If
I appear to be scratching myself a little
bit. The world's
bit.
Biggest and heaviest bird. It also lays the largest egg of any living land animal.
Does it?
Even though they're flightless, they can run at 70 kilometres an hour, 43 and a half miles
an hour. You are kidding me.
They are the fastest bird on land. They also have a 5-metre stride. 5 meters, 15 feet
Joyce,
between
strides. That's about 10 miles an hour faster than Usain Bolt.
It's amazing.
He couldn't escape from one. In fact, that'd be a nice competition, that one.
Yep, they are found on savanna habitats all over Africa, north and south of the equator. There are some feral gangs of ostriches in Australia, understandably.
Yeah.
Born of escaped
birds. Don't tell me, they're meaner there.
They weigh up to 320 pounds or 145 kilos, or the same as 2 adult humans. The males can reach a height of 9 foot 2 inches.
You're kidding me.
No. They live for 45 years. I had no idea about that either.
But once again, yeah, Gav,
mm-hmm.
You know, what happens down under? Why do things just seem to grow meaner and more poisonous and murderous?
They have the biggest eyes of any land vertebrate. Their eyes are 2 inches in diameter.
They're smashing records, Gav.
They eat seeds, insects, lizards, frogs, grass and fruit. They have no teeth, so they swallow pebbles to grind their food up in their stomachs. This is why they put their heads in the sand. It's not because they're hiding. It's just to get sand and pebbles into their stomach.
Bang goes an analogy.
They will only attack if cornered. And like the cassowary, they lash out with vicious. I'm showing Johnny a close-up of an ostrich's foot. God,
they look really dinosaur, those
feet.
They're
very dinosaur. Very dinosaur.
It's like a monotone.
In one study from South Africa in an area called Oudtshoorn, with a large ostrich population,
an
average of 2 to 3 serious fatalities or injuries every year. So they take a few people.
There's only one way.
They'll take you.
There's only one way to deal with it. You know there is only one way to deal with an ostrich if it comes at you.
What?
Fire.
That's the only way, yeah. That's
fire.
The only way. Yeah.
No, I mean fire.
Or poke it in the eye.
I mean fire.
They've got massive eyes.
It was a command.
Let's salute the common ostrich.
The common ostrich.
Treat it with respect.
Treat it with respect. Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7 things. Lucy, I just can't believe you got all of Africa, yeah?
I know.
And they've just got a few rogue ones, probably got out of a wildlife park in Australia.
And then they've got whole gangs of them now.
I know, unbelievable. Radio X. Gav, I tell you who's angry at the moment today, pensioners.
Why?
First up, because Esther has told ministers. Now, can I say Esther Ranson? How long has she been a pensioner for? Because she was a pensioner when I was a kid.
Right.
I'm not kidding. She's been speaking up for pensioners and doing pensioner shtick.
Your whole life.
No, but she's like Highlander.
I know she is.
And what I mean is she's like always just been that age and that's
she
it.
Has.
I mean,
yeah, you know, yeah, it's yeah. like you're absolutely
there can
right.
be only one. And actually, funny enough, all the others have vanished.
Right, right.
All the gang, including Cyril Fletcher. Maybe she took his head off. I'm indebted.
I'm minded to say.
Yeah. Who's written in to inform me he's found a flowery fart? Thank you,
Cyril.
Sorry, we're doing really old shtick here.
Cyril.
Anyway, look, Esther's told ministers don't force elderly people to use a smartphone to park.
Right. Yeah.
Don't force them.
Well, what about us? I don't want to use a smartphone.
Because,
to
no,
park
do you know
either.
Why? Because elderly people, they like to have a purse.
That's
with lots
right.
of change in it.
And a slot for coins.
And a slot for coin slots.
Yes.
I like a coin. It's really. The point is, it's weird, isn't it? Because they can fine you without one.
Right. Yes.
They
That's
can
right.
fine
they don't
you without.
Need the tech
yeah, yeah. How
to
about
get
you
them.
Can pay it through the same system they can fine you through? Because that doesn't seem to require any effort at all for them.
It's so hard. Those
right.
apps and parking.
Right.
Apps
yeah. And they just send
a real
they,
pain.
Right. And they just send you. Yeah. Suddenly, if you don't do it, you can even those private. those pirate outfits who just, you know, say...
Oh, the clampers.
The clampers. Yeah, you can just be fine there. Yeah. And they manage to get hold of your name and address.
Oh,
and
they do, yeah, yeah.
Through your registration. So, how about, really simple, same system.
Yeah.
You just pay with your driving licence. Just stick it all on the bill.
I think it should be a written chit.
Yes. Take it all and take it out of the hands of the grasping local councils.
Yeah, definitely.
Who make out they're really concerned that only residents should have the right to park. Mm. Hey, you pay council tax. Only you should have the right to park here. You say, no, it's not that, is it? Mm. You just want money.
That's right.
If it was just the right to park, this little piece of paper I'm now about to stick in my window of my car would be free.
That's right.
But you don't need it.
It wouldn't be £17 for 12
minutes.
Why
does it cost me £50 then if you care so much? Anyway, so Esther is saying don't force them to do that, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
And here's the thing. Here's point two, which is weirdly in straight to the point.
Yeah.
In the Daily Mail. Mm-hmm. Yeah. M. Green of Chalfont St. Peter's writes, people have to wait up to 3 months for their driving licence to be processed. Mine took 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, the point is, once again, DVLA.
Right.
You're still going to the same place, car registration, everything. How come you park wrongly, they manage to send you your bill back in literally seconds, they locate
true,
you.
True, yeah, it's true. Also, isn't the DVLA now all automated?
Yes, it
and
is, yeah.
Faster?
Yeah, literally, it's just an online thing.
That's right.
What gets me, it's always so much easier for them to take than give.
Always,
everyone can take so easily, can't they, Gavin?
Yeah, right. It's the easier for them principle. Everything's
also,
easier for them.
But also... Esther wants, you know, ministers, they shouldn't have to pay even for parking, she's saying, because actually it's the only time they actually get out of the house.
Right.
It's really important. They shouldn't have to pay for parking.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And they shouldn't. Why should they? They've reached this glorious age.
Yeah.
They should have to. I'll tell you why. Because they messed Britain up. They should pay more. But they did. Britain's not in the state it did because of the kids, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no, they haven't had a chance to mess it up yet.
Because of this lot now.
Yeah.
Who are 65. They should pay for everything.
Yeah, defo.
I should get a free TV licence.
That's right.
I didn't mess the country. You messed the country up. You can pay double. And also, you're the only people watching the sodding BBC.
This is Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Do you know, today, the newspapers were very heavily hacked to pieces by the news department. But one of the things that always survives...
Go on.
Because no one else will use it as a base of anything.
No.
It's a little section in the Daily Mail called Straight to the Point.
Oh, yeah. They're quite direct in that part.
Just pensioners. Get this. Would Helen Mirren and Susan Sarandon still be working in their 70s if they had jobs in the local supermarket? I don't think so.
I reckon Helen would.
Depends on what's up.
She seems game.
But who thinks about that as being a sense of injustice?
Yeah, I know.
I'd like to see that Helen Mirren
working in
Tesco's. I'd like to see her. I'd like to see that Susan Sarandon stacking shelves.
And collecting trolleys.
Yes, you're right. I'll tell you what I'd like to I saw that Sir Ian McKellen the other day. I'd like to see him wheeling the trolleys around a car park.
Doing the powder good.
Yes. Instead of earning millions being Gandalf. What do they want? They want
X. Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got some exciting news for you.
Yeah.
Well, I say exciting, more terrifying, Gav.
Okay.
Terrifying.
Go on.
120 million wasps. It's two for every person in the UK.
We're outnumbered?
Yes.
Two to one?
Yes, two for every man, woman, child, jack of us.
My God.
The number of wasps is set to soar by 50 million this summer. Who does the estimation on this?
Right, yeah, how are they counting?
I don't know.
Who's doing the intel on this?
The normal summer population in the UK is around 70 million. How do they know?
Yeah, right. How do they know?
How are you being desperate? Well, they just have a picnic and count.
Well, do they just sit in beer gardens with
pints
and wait?
Yeah, they do, yes.
They sit and wait.
Yes. How do we know they're not following the researchers?
Right.
Because they've got wasps.
This could be, they don't know if it's not the same wasp.
They've got wasp attractants.
Right. They must do.
Right. Anyway, they're going to shoot. They could... According to the Star.
Yeah.
And they're not one to, they don't want to.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Gav and I were just wondering what happened if this was just the paper you grew up with. kind of a... No, I'm just saying what kind of a
family
world...
Family paper.
No, that's it. No, it was always just there. My father used to read it at breakfast.
He would take the star of a,
take the star
of a Monday
breakfast.
Morning.
No, apparently there are. There already have been aliens on the moon.
The conversations.
Yeah.
The mind boggles.
Yes.
Absolutely boggles.
Yes. Apparently this year, babes are busting for it more than ever.
Sure.
Said the child in the class.
Sure.
No, my father read it in the papers.
That's right,
yes. That everywhere there's buck naked babes busting for it. No, it was in the papers today.
This is news.
It's because of the scorcher.
The weather, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because, sir, it's hotter than Corfu. Anyway, Gav.
Yeah.
Adam Jewson of pet control firm Merlin Environmental. We might rejoice when we have a lovely mild spring, but it's not good news. We have no late frost, meaning that where typically we might see excess mortality in the queen population, the warmer temperatures have allowed them to survive and reproduce.
Ah, so more queens, more colonies.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Average wasp nest got about 10,000 a minute.
Really? The
wait
average?
Second,
that's a lot of wasps.
No, hang on a second. The average wasp nest...
10,000?
Contains 10,000 in there, right?
I'm not sure about that.
I'm not sure about that. Look, listen. Okay, so you're getting 70 million, right?
Yeah.
Divided by 10,000. What, you trying to tell me there's only 7 million wasp nests in Britain?
That can't
get
be
out
right.
of it. Get out of it.
Okay, so each nest varies in size, but some larger common wasp nests can hold up to 10,000 individuals in the peak of summer. So it's not
okay,
average.
Okay.
That's
up,
not average.
Up to.
It's usually 3,000 to 6,000 in the height of summer.
Sorry, 7,000 wasp nests.
Right.
That would make only 7,000 wasp nests.
It can't
of,
be right. There's that many
beer
gardens.
In all of Britain. In
that
all
can't
of Britain.
Right,
yeah, yeah, right. Wasp, if that, it's just a, I've had more than that. I've seen more than that in my granny's loft.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, there's much more than, what, there's just 7,000 wasp nests
no,
in all
no
of Britain.
Way. There's no way. They must be in the millions, sure.
Yeah, it's got to be.
There's 29 million households
I thought my maths
in
was
the
wrong
country.
When I did that. That'd be just times 10.
Yeah,
even that seems small.
Right, right. It can't be right.
It can't be right.
It can't be right.
I've seen more
and
than that in my life.
And there's definitely not 10,000 in the average nest.
It could be. I'm not worried about, how many guests each one can have, how many bedrooms there are. I'm not arguing. It could hold 10 million. I don't know what goes on in there. I don't know what
it's their business, obviously.
I think they're just lying.
I think they are lying a bit.
Anyway, that's so watch out if you do start seeing. They'd also
2 to 1.
Where are they till August?
Yeah, right.
I get the queen thing with the frost.
They're in training. They're training for the assault. With a montage.
Getting ready.
And they've got like Rocky music.
Yeah,
in the
learning
background.
How to do it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Someone says also, if you go by beer gardens, a lot of time you'll say double. Thanks for that.
Because you've had some beer.
Thanks
right.
for that. Thanks for that.
Radio X.
Gav.
Yes.
Great news. I've got some useless health news.
Go on.
Well, this is the worst health advice I've ever had. You ready? This is elitist stuff. What were we talking about yesterday on the show about a bit of medical advice that was kind of old school?
I can't remember.
Can't remember either.
Yeah.
If you're listening yesterday, 83936, what were we talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Cutting television viewing to less than an hour a day. No, it's fine, Simon. Sorry. I'll lead a big song. Was sarcastically fanning me with them. What was it with?
What was it with?
Oh, his foot.
Oh, it's, no, it's one
a
of the...
A shoe.
A cup holding
a cup
tray.
Hold, yeah. A cup holding tray. A cup holding tray. Mm. Cutting television viewing to less than an hour a day could prevent 1 in 10 cases of heart disease.
Really?
Yeah, a team from Cambridge University found that sitting in front of the TV was risky behaviour. I always see that as low risk.
Yeah, definitely.
I never sit there thinking, this is an adrenaline ride, this one.
Yeah, it's less
just
dangerous.
Sitting here.
It's less dangerous than potholing, for example.
Well, no, but if you think about it, that's 10 to 1 now, they're saying. 1 in 10 chance.
Risky.
It's like if you had a revolver that had a chance, it's like putting one round in, spinning it.
It is,
and sitting in front of the TV, clicking it. Well, it is.
Isn't this one of those ones where people who sit around watching TV a lot are also people who don't exercise?
Right, Kevin, why are you don't look at me with those piercing eyes?
I'm not accusing you.
I'm always down the gym.
Yeah,
anyway,
go
look.
On.
It's risky behaviour, regardless whether people had genes that raise their chance of heart problems.
Right.
For the latest study published in the British Medical Chronicle Medicine, researchers hope to see if people's genetic makeup interacted with that risk. What they said, though, is that people should have an evening stroll rather than watch television. Go for a stroll.
Okay. What a lovely little walk around the village.
Yes. Well, that's what I suddenly thought. It says go, rather than watching one more episode, go and have an evening stroll.
Right.
What, around the village?
Yeah.
Or just around the garden, around the estate?
Right.
You know, around the nice area.
Yeah, not everyone's...
Maybe do some window shopping.
In the
nice
an
area.
Evening
yeah, right.
stroll.
It's not going to help people. It's probably, you know, part of Britain's, what is it, the obese underclass.
Right.
Which is actually really does show such a decadent society, doesn't it, Gav? If they're always talking about the problem of obesity amongst Britain's poorest.
You're right, yeah, they're
Christ
too overweight. Yeah.
That's so flash of us.
Right.
Yeah, all the poor people in Britain are all fat. Oh, yes. That's how well off we are as a country. Look at our people. Look at them. Look at the size of them. Beauties.
Where are you off to? I'm just going out for a lovely stroll.
We're just going out for an evening stroll, dear. Yeah, not everyone lives by the seaside.
No.
How's the hell?
You've got a nice
like
field nearby.
16th floor of a block of flats.
Yeah.
Where there's sort of people outside who are terrified.
Concrete everywhere.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. There's no stroll
Just
around.
Put it on me Kevlar vest, love. Anyway, that's the advice there, Gav. Do you and your missus ever go for a stroll?
Literally never.
Do you ever go for a stroll?
Not in the evening.
On,
no. We watch TV like everyone else.
Yes.
That's time for watching.
And also, I tell you something as well.
Mm.
TV, if you're watching the right stuff, makes you terrified of going out. That's the whole point, isn't it?
It does.
Let's watch something again about terror out there.
In the nighttime.
You're not going to watch that and then go, let's watch another four episodes of this terrifying box set we're in, and then let's go for a nighttime stroll.
An hour-long stroll.
Yes.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing. Radio X.
Really embarrassing moment today for me, for your man, for your favourite muscle dude.
Why? What happened?
Well, okay, so, tough guy here.
Yeah.
Is no... I got on the bus, yeah?
Yeah.
I got on a bus.
You got on a bus?
There we go.
That's unbelievable.
This is Arcade Fire. No, I'm kidding. This is what happened. So I got on a bus.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, it's just, I've got an app.
Mm.
Tells when the bus is turning up. I've got a bus stop outside my flat.
Right.
It's incredible.
Why not? It's like a conveyor belt.
It's so empty during the day. It's just a large taxi.
It is, yeah. It's like
amazing.
A limo.
And it goes exactly where I take a taxi anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to justify taking buses. They're very handy things. Anyway, so I'm on the bus. I'm at the front, you know, pretending to drive it.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to the front. So I'm on this bus, and it's quite good weather. As I'm going over Chelsea Bridge, which I have to go over, there's the Chelsea Flower Show on at the moment.
Right.
I suddenly started to see... I don't know if you're familiar with the Shakespeare play The Tempest.
I'm not overly
well, there's
familiar,
a lovely bit where the drunken jester observes a cloud overhead and he says, "Yon cloud cannot choose but fall by pailfuls."
Right.
Because it was so dark.
Okay.
And instantly I was reminded of that.
Of course, yeah. You know. You rolled up Royal Hospital Road.
No, I did. I just looked at it. I suddenly thought, wow, yon cloud cannot choose but fall by pailfuls. Because it couldn't. This was a heavy cloud. Anyway... I'm thinking, oh no, man. But slightly smug because I know I've got to pack up my new Pack-a-Mac. I've got my new Kagool in my bag.
It's belt mounted, if I'm not mistaken.
It is a belt mounted Pack-a-Mac, yeah. So I know I've got that there, but I'm thinking, literally, this is going to challenge it.
Right.
Anyway, so I go past the Chelsea Flower Show. This sort of couple get on behind me, and they're wearing matching waterproof jackets.
No.
I'm thinking, wow, that's so together. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, so anyway, they're sort of quite posh, quite Daily Mailish.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but a nice couple.
Flower show.
Yeah, quite flowers. Actually, maybe he probably reads The Guardian, maybe he used to.
Sure.
Or probably Daily Herald. Maybe back in the... Anyway.
Go on.
Anyway, he... So they sat behind me and she's gone, it does look like it's going to rain, Gerald.
Mm.
And Gerald and Heather.
Sure.
There we go.
Yeah, that'll do.
That's placed them. That's placed them class-wise, geographically,
smartly.
Accents, everything.
Placed them
Gerald
smartly,
and and he's gone, she goes, well, it'll probably only be a light shower, dear. I go, come on. I said, have you seen that cloud? And they turn around and she went, oh, Lord. I said, I know. It looks biblical, doesn't it? And I was really on best, like friendlier parents kind of banter level.
Yes.
And I was getting on real well with them.
Sure.
And you
were speaking their language.
Yeah, I really was, yeah. And then it started to rain. She goes, I'm still sure it'll only be a light shower.
Yeah.
I said, believe me, the only thing that's going to be left in Chelsea... flower show,
yeah,
if he's there, is if Noah's decided to do a bit of a garden with an ark. Well, this is going to come out. Anyway, luckily for me, it came down.
Properly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like...
You were smug on the bus.
Yeah, no, I sort of thought, it was such bad lightning. I was actually thinking, damn, we're in a metal bus. You know,
it was literally that bad. A lightning
this
box.
This rain, it was biblical. Yeah. It was just shocking, yeah?
I heard it.
So I was going, just a little shower. Anyway, we were going up through Knightsbridge.
Yeah.
I was going, yeah, good job. I'm not going out for a bit. Just popping out for a bit of window shopping in your his and hers jackets. And they're going, ha, ha, ha. We're having some really good banter.
Yeah.
He goes, don't knock this.
Did you actually say his and hers jackets?
Yeah, his and hers jacket. No, I'd already joked about it.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were kind of fine with it. They were all right.
Yeah.
And she goes, you might laugh, but they're very practical. So it was good. No, Gav, it was bants, right?
Of course.
I was down with Gerald and Heather. I was down with Gerald and Heather.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I go, and then I suddenly thought, oh God, I've got to actually get out the bus now.
Right.
And I go red just thinking about this.
What did you do?
Did you
unfurl your cagoule?
Wait, no, it's terrible. It's even worse, Gav. It's even worse.
What did you do?
Oh, God. So, have I gone red?
No, you have a bit.
Yeah.
Against the green background,
it's terrible.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's terrible. So I finally, because the bus is, I'm thinking, I can't, I've got to get off the bus now. I've reached the moment of commitment.
Yeah.
I go, here I go. It's still bucketing down.
Yeah.
I'm like, here I go. And so I got my packer mac out. I undid it from the packet. I put it on. And I suddenly thought, it's a bit tight. And I've got to tell you, I bought them with Vanessa.
No.
Who's a lot smaller than me.
Very
you know.
Much smaller and,
well,
than you.
I mean, but you're a lot, most people are, right? I mean, I'm a big guy. So
sure.
Mine's like 5XL.
Sure.
This is like XXS.
You're kidding.
No.
How did you get it over your shoulder?
I've got hers on. I accidentally grabbed her matching Pack-a-Mac.
Did you actually get it on?
No. Because I said to them, luckily I've got my new Pack-a-Mac.
Yeah.
And I was like, I said, and actually this will be its first bit of rain testing. I said, they're looking out there more like a maiden voyage. And I've tried to style it out with this jacket on.
No.
It's really undersized and I'm bright red, wearing this bright red thing that's so small. No, but suddenly I caught my reflection, yeah?
Yeah.
I just look like a madman. Really? Suddenly from sort of talking to quite a friendly guy on the bus. So I had to turn around then and go, it's actually my girlfriend's. They're going, ah, his and hers. I was no.
Hang your heads in shame.
Some of the new comedians are struggling to impress the Taskmaster.
Suck up to you and win.
Yeah, it's not rocket science.
While others have won his seal of approval.
Taskmaster's very happy.
Find out who's up to the task as Bridget Christie, Sophie Duker, Judy Love, Ard O'Hanlon and Chris Ramsey do battle in brand new Taskmaster on Channel 4 and All 4.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang.
Radio X.
Right, Gav. When you were a kid, did you have... And it's a weird way to start the show, but when you were a kid, did you have goldfish?
No.
Okay. little Simon, did you?
Tropical fish, yeah.
Really? I've got fish now.
Okay.
I've got fish now.
Okay, Simon. What did I ask you as a question?
sorry. No goldfish.
Just say no, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, we had tropical fish. Do you have a goldfish? Yes, we had tropical fish. Ask me if I had a goldfish.
Did you have a goldfish?
Yes, we had a kitten.
A kitten fish.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a different thing.
It's very different.
Mind you, it would be funny, right? Because dogs can swim.
Yeah.
If you had a dog in a fish tank.
Right.
What? Just permanently sort of swimming around.
There's
a tank full of dogs swimming. There's a little bit of place for them to land, but you can't...
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
They keep their snouts above the water.
Yeah, right.
They could get little snorkels.
Yeah, you get little miniature, tiny little Labradors.
Little scuba tanks.
Yeah, to get the smallest dog. No scuba tanks. They can swim. You don't need scuba tanks.
I want to see the little bubbles coming out.
No, they can just swim. They can swim.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I like that idea now, thinking about it. Yeah. You're right.
Go on.
Anyway, it is often believed the... A humane way to rescue a fish from the confines of its prison cell or tank is to flush it down the lavatory and release it back into its natural habitat.
Yeah.
I've always thought that killed them. I never thought that would work.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's not a good water system they get sent into, is it?
No, but the goldfish, if you do that, it is a triple threat. to biodiversity.
Why?
Because the freshwater fish has an insatiable appetite and eats more than any other comparable fish in British waters.
Right.
When you look at them, you should be like Uncle Monty with the cat. This cat, it eats!
It will die!
It will
it's
die.
Trying to get in with you! It's ruining my day.
Sorry, with Nell and I, but it's Uncle Monty's cat. It's just so hungry. Goldfish, while normally considered placid, they're very aggressive.
Right.
It's weird. They're like gremlins.
They really are, yeah.
You know, you got it in that tank, he's fine. You let it out suddenly and feed it.
Mayhem.
Just mayhem. It does that. You can see why they're kept in tanks.
And enough to change the food chain.
Yes.
Enough for that.
So you can. It's not cruel keeping it in a bowl.
Right. Wow.
It's right that it's doing time.
Who knew?
Yes. Yes, it's like a yard
It's a
fish.
Wreck yard. Yeah,
it's a wreck yard, yeah. They also easily mate with the female, lays up to 1,000 eggs at a time.
Oh, my God.
For the male to fertilise. The whole process to hatching can take just 7 days. Yeah?
Like the rabbits of the freshwater system.
Okay. It takes 7 days to grow. She lays 1,000 eggs, right?
Yeah.
And so in that means... I mean, if they're all, let's say 50% of those are getting away as swimmers and they're successfully fertilised, you know, she's getting, 500 every 7 days and they live between 10 and 15 years.
That's a lot of babies.
One, can we eat them? Because this could be the answer.
Yeah, because they can't stop growing.
Yes, right.
Amazing.
They taste it with, actually, I know what the answer is.
Go on.
It is with all fish. You got to use the right herbs. Do you know what I mean?
That's always because it doesn't taste good.
No, well, no, if it's correctly cooked, actually, goldfish is...
If it's curried.
Yeah, plenty of dill.
That's right.
Just to clear up the other end of it. So don't flush your goldfish down the thing unless it's dead.
Yeah.
Incidentally, Gav, on the subject of burial of pets and goldfish particularly, but there are three ways. When I was a kid...
Yeah.
Army, Navy, RAF, the three manners of pet burial.
Okay, and how does that work?
Navy, down the loo.
Right.
Army,
bury
it in the garden.
In the garden, yeah.
RAF, out the car window.
Oh, God. What if it's a St. Bernard?
Out the car window, yeah. Out the car window. Might need two of you. Radio X. That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4 till 7 thang downloaded straight to your device every Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Hey, Gav.
Yes?
I know what it is.
What?
I know what Little Si is.
What?
You know, Heston Blumenthal's got that, what's it called?
The Fat Duck.
Yes, in that village.
Yes, in Bray.
He's the village idiot. Radio X.